Doctor Who, Darkness Falls, written by Witold Tietzek, Part 4.
Welcome back, Doctor.
What hit me?
I did. Then the ground. I hear that concrete can be less than comfortable when it finds itself in close quarters with a person's head.
Might we continue this conversation without your feeble attempts at humour?
Perhaps, but it just wouldn't seem right.
In that case, I expect you'll be telling me what your plan is sometime soon, or is that no longer on the cards?
Honestly, Doctor. What's the point of killing you if you don't know how it's going to happen?
Go on, then.
Get cozy, Doctor. You'd find it easier to hack your foot off than cut through that shackle.
Any chance of a cup of tea at all?
Enough of this, Doctor. You wanted to know what I plan to do with you. I'm going to deliver you to the Daleks.
Perhaps being stuck in my ship's eye of harmony for the last few decades has made your brain a bit soft. But you may recall that you're not entirely popular with those tin pots just at the moment.
Neither are you, Doctor, which is why I feel sure they'll be delighted to see you again.
Oh, why are you doing this to me? Why not just a bullet through my head or something? It'd save you so much time and effort.
Don't tempt me. The real reason is that I consider this poetic justice of sorts. It's because of you that I lost my life to the Daleks in the first place, so I thought it was the least I could do to you in return.
Again, your memory seems to be troubling you.
It is not.
No, you're right. Allow me to rephrase. Your memory seems to be troubling me. You see, I never delivered you into the hands of the Daleks. In fact, I did more than a little to lobby in your favour. I even risked my life to stow your remains back to Gallifrey.
Why would you lobby for my safety, Doctor? We've been mortal enemies for more years than either of us would care to count.
There are certain old-school ties, let's call them, that go beyond mortal hatred. Besides, what's a yin without its yang? A James Bond without his Ernst Stavro Blofeld? This still doesn't explain why you think I gave you over to the Daleks.
Ever since my dealings with them during the Second Earth-Draconia conflict, they've held something of a grudge against me.
Hardly my doing. It was your own diplomatic incompetence and sheer greed that got you into that pickle.
No, Doctor. It was your meddling that did it. If you hadn't defeated them in their invasion plans, they might have overlooked my selfish intentions.
Look, this is clearly getting us nowhere, and you're going to have a time delivering me to them without getting shot at yourself. Besides, you need a new body. That human form won't do you at all. What you need is a Time Lord's body to inhabit.
Are you offering me your own?
If you'll untie me.
I'm not that stupid, Doctor.
No, I think you are. You are aware that every TARDIS has a protocol set in it to prevent anybody but a Time Lord from landing it, aren't you? And right now, that's me. So, are you going to release me from this shackle or not?
All right, but no tricks.
Actually, I lied. Wait, stop!
What is it you want from me?
To talk. And that is all.
Why is it that I already find myself unable to believe a word you say?
What, then, would you like to hear?
From you, precious little.
Then this is going to be markedly challenging.
Isn't it always?
Yes, well, perhaps you're right on that. But the fact remains, Doctor. We need to talk.
No, we don't. We have never needed to talk. Nothing is ever going to change what lies between us, and you know it all too well. You're far too volatile to throw into any equation I might choose as a template for how I lead my life. On how many occasions have you proven that?
What? Then perhaps it's time we put our differences aside. I'd like to think that things could go back to the way they used.
You know that can never happen. Not after what you've said, what you've done. Not after who you've killed.
You couldn't be more specific. I've killed a lot of people, and a number of them good friends of yours. And I have intended to kill many more, if not for your interference. So to whom, in particular, are you referring?
You know damn well who I'm talking about. You went too far that time.
Only that time? You wouldn't consider the attempted heat death of the entire universe too far.
Its consequences had a nasty effect on my companions at the time, I'll admit, but...
I find it odd that neither you nor they addressed the issue with more vigor. But then, perhaps, they were too concerned with your lack of well-being at the time. That was rather selfless of them, don't you think?
But it was not as personal a blow.
Honestly, Doctor, there was absolutely no need for you to have thrown the conversation into reverse.
And there was no need for you to have interrupted me.
I know you too well for you to have to spell everything out for me.
You don't know me at all. I've changed. We both have.
My word, yes. You have changed, haven't you? And all because things got a bit too hairy.
I grew up. I learned to take responsibility for my life, for my actions.
Is that why you set out on this vendetta against me? Did you feel responsible for my actions as well? For one in particular?
What is it you want? I mean, really, why are we here? Is it forgiveness you want? Is it absolution? Or do you want to end this now, to kill me? Finish what you started so long ago, what you almost managed on so many occasions. You've got yourself a cushy new Time Lord body now, so you must be about ready to reprioritize. No more fighting for survival, it's all down to finishing the job now, isn't it? Doing what you've wanted to do all this time. It must be tiring shooting after the same goal all your life.
You think you know.
Of course I do. But why do you do it? Why do you have to murder me? Would it really make that much of a difference to your life if you were to let this job go unfinished? It must be uncomfortable trying to be so neat.
You must admit that. It has been an interesting change.
And this is where it's going to end.
It can't end, and you know it.
But you'd like it to end soon, wouldn't you?
Of course.
How soon?
As long as time will permit me. It's been a long chase.
Too long.
It's driven us everywhere.
And now here.
You must admit, you have seen the sights as a result of this.
I'd have left anyway, sooner or later.
Stop trying to delude yourself. You always liked it. And the politicians loved the bravura you just and the corruption you so freely indulged in by their side.
I was young.
And you grew up. Yes, I've heard it before.
Oh, it's true.
Of course. But then you left.
And you followed.
What did you expect me to do? Let you go? Take the heat for what I'd already done. Without you, I had no cover.
And without you, I have no family.
I suppose your cousin. Your granddaughter.
Raising Lungbarrow to the ground would have raised too many suspicions for me to successfully conceal had I stayed. And as for Susan, it was sheer luck that she was out of the line of fire long enough for me to get her off the planet.
If it's any small consolation this many years after the fact, it wasn't an easy thing for me to do.
I'm sure it was easy.
You tried killing family. Say that again.
I wouldn't think to.
But you have.
I no longer have any family members I wish to see dead.
How kind of you.
You killed any fraternity we had when you did what you did.
Which is why we're here.
You want to make amends? Forget it.
I want to end the hatred.
I said forget it.
That's not what I meant.
Then kill me.
Not yet. I have to escape first.
One day this will end.
I hope so.
Well, it seems silly to me.
Thanks so much for your support, Jasmine.
Look, you know what I mean. It just isn't you.
And there I thought I had your support.
Well, I've had time to think about it, haven't I? Look, I'll support you, whatever you decide, but you should think about it first.
I have.
Hey, look who's just got into physical fitness.
Chloe, she was never one for breakneck sprinting in the park?
Don't ask me. Look, I've got to go. Say hi for me, would you?
Sure. Chloe! Hey, what the... Careful with that!
One step closer, Doctor, and I'll slice his throat open.
Oh, where did you get that knife from? Ah, the kitchen.
Please, mister. I know her, but I don't know what's wrong with her. Do as she says.
You really should be more observant, Doctor. You might prevent more nasty accidents that way. Keep your precious humans from dying.
Don't you kill him. Look, that body you're in is sure to be getting pretty weak right about now. You can't go on. Why don't you just give it up while you can?
You're right. I don't have much time. In this body...
Chloe. Are you all right, Chloe?
I think so. What happened? Just a minute. You're the doctor, aren't you?
You remember everything?
I'm starting to. There was a police box, and I touched the phone, and then I lost control of everything.
Then you know we have to get after the master.
You're right.
Can you stand? Can you walk?
I think so. I just have to get my bearings first. Where are we?
I forced the TARDIS down on Earth. We're probably only a couple of miles from your flat.
And the master?
Has entered the body of that poor, hapless passerby.
Floyd! That was Floyd. He's a friend of mine. We have to get after him. We're too late. He's gone.
Actually, we're not too late just yet.
But he could be headed anywhere.
Actually, that's not entirely true. When I was tampering with the flight controls, I managed to lock in a particular set of coordinates that no amount of resetting can override.
Then where's he headed?
My TARDIS.
You're giving him access to your TARDIS as well?
It was all I could think to do off the top of my head. Besides, he won't have control over both ships. In fact, he's in for a major spot of trouble, as he'll soon be made well aware. It's called Time Ram.
Sounds dangerous.
It is, but with my TARDIS inactive as it is at the moment, the result should be that he'll be trapped in his own TARDIS. Even so, we should hurry.
There's a taxi rank around the corner. Looks like nobody's home yet.
That could be for the best. Come on, let's get this over with. There it is. Master's TARDIS.
Won't it be locked?
I plan to talk him out of there.
Your symbiotic nuclei have been scrambled by all this shape-shifting, Master. With your TARDIS in time ram and no biological component to stabilize it, it's going to degenerate soon. Step out of there and save your own life, not to mention the life of the poor soul you've inhabited.
I've fallen too often, Doctor. I'm really not convinced this time.
That's a pity, because this is the mistake that's going to cost you your life.
Well, what's it to be?
I don't like it, Doctor. What if he doesn't come out?
Then he'll slowly die. And so will Floyd.
Then we have to free him from the Master's influence.
I know, but we can't do that unless the Master comes out of there. I only hope he realizes soon enough that he stands no chance by staying in his TARDIS.
All right, Doctor. I've checked against the information in the TARDIS manual, and it seems you're correct after all. I'm coming out.
At last. Stand back, Chloe. This could get nasty.
What?
There's one thing he didn't check in the TARDIS manual.
What happened? Where's the Master's TARDIS gone?
It imploded. I had to bluff him out, or else Floyd would have died.
Then he's okay.
He's unconscious, but all right, as you can see.
He's breathing. But I still don't understand. What did you do to the Master?
Me? I did nothing. He did it to himself.
Did what?
By opening the doors to his TARDIS, the Master created a direct interface between the inner dimensions of our ships, which had the unfortunate side effect of linking our two eyes of harmony. Since the Master's symbiotic nuclei weren't pure, his TARDIS didn't have the stabilizing factor necessary to keep from imploding, which is what it did.
But how did Floyd survive all that?
The eye holds no grudge against humans.
So this puts the Master where?
Dead, unfortunately.
Unfortunately? The man's a killer.
I know, but that hardly gives us the right to do the same.
As long as it's finally over.
It is. Now, what should we do about our friend here?
I can give you his address if you like, or you can leave him in my flat.
You'll watch over him until he recovers?
I'm coming with you, Doctor.
Your what? Look, you may still be in shock, so don't...
I'm serious, Doctor. I want to come along for the ride, see what other neat tricks you've got up your sleeve. I mean, it's got to be better than carrying on with my regular life.
Neat tricks? I'm not a magician, you know.
You could have fooled me. I get the feeling that travelling with you is going to be like a magical mystery tour.
My last travelling companion died, Chloe. He wasn't the first.
It's a risk I'm willing to take. Besides, while there are nuts like the Master roaming around the universe, dropping off on Earth every now and then, I only feel safe with you.
In that case, I won't let you down.
You'd better not, because if I get occupied by some mind monster one more time, you can kiss my company goodbye.
You have my word that I'll keep you safe from mind monsters.
That goes for the Master as well.
What does?
If he comes back...
You won't. He's dead.
You said yourself he's been dead before.
That's true. All right. What's your second proviso?
If he ever turns up again, I'm leaving. I've never been so scared in my life.
I promise you he won't bother us again.
I hope so.
I heard she had troubles when she got back home. Poor girl, it got to her in the end, you see. They say she had trouble sleeping, trouble focusing, trouble adjusting, trouble living. The culture shock has a tendency to be bad enough, but this one really went through some punishment. Which is why I had to let her go, even though we grew to be close friends. To leave someone like that is the hardest thing. To leave behind the only friend you have on that long, lonely road. They all go. They all stay. They all have troubles.
Doctor Who, Darkness Falls, written by Witold Tietze, Part 4, The End of the Beginning. Starring Matthew Kapelke and Bill Billingsley as the Doctor, Lorna Hill as Chloe Richards, Sam Andrews as the Master, Jacob Aldridge as Floyd, and Susanna Tiller as Jasmine. Production, recording arranged by Matthew Kapelke, title music by Ron Grainer, arranged by John Sponsler and John Debney, incidental music by Robert Warnock, editing and special sound by Matthew Kapelke, produced by Matthew Kapelke, directed by Witold Tietze. Copyright 2000, Back to Reality Productions. No attempt has been made to supersede or infringe any other existing copyright in relation to Doctor Who, which remains property of the British Broadcasting Corporation.